Mesa Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the church begins final preparations for Saturday service and procession to the church where Pope Francis will be laid to rest, his final wishes are being revealed. In Rome, ABC's James Longman.
His wooden coffin placed at ground level, not elevated, so that those gathering could see him more easily.
He is keeping some traditions. He'll wear his pallium, a scarf-like garment and a symbol of his status as a good shepherd. A bag of coins featuring his portrait and a document summarizing his papacy will be buried with him.
50,000 mourners have filed past the casket in Rome so far. President Trump pushing back on Ukraine for a peace deal. President Zelensky saying no to U.S. demands that Ukraine not be allowed to join NATO and that Russia be allowed to keep all of the land that it has captured so far. President Trump continuing to push for negotiations with trading partners as American companies, including Southwest Airlines and PepsiCo, lower their earnings estimate for the year because of tariff uncertainty. This is ABC News. More questions about Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth after reports surfaced that he had the app Signal installed on his office computer as well as his phone.
Hegseth was already under fire for allegedly using Signal to share military attack plans in Yemen. The administration has said nothing that Hegseth shared was classified. We also know his wife Jennifer, a former Fox News producer, was among those on a Signal thread discussing the attack plans. And in recent days, multiple aides to Secretary Hegseth have left, been fired, or reassigned amid a leak investigation, with one describing the Pentagon as total chaos.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Harvey Weinstein's retrial continues.
Prosecutors paint Harvey Weinstein as a serial predator. His attorneys, meanwhile, say that the relationships were mutually beneficial. Now, testimony will continue today, with the accusers expected to take the stand very soon, including a woman whose identity was anonymous until now.
ABC's Crystal Cranmore in New York. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Ashland County Forestry Office would like to remind you that with the lower water levels, boat landings will be shallow this year. They ask that you please exercise caution at second landing, especially with a larger boat. Inside the launch basin, water levels are between 2 and 3 feet. At the mouth, there is as little as 6 inches, although near the outside breakwall is a little better. So stay to the outside of the breakwall when exiting or entering the launch basin with your motor on high trim. And remember, no power loading. These conditions can change rapidly depending on wind, changing sands, and the tide. Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, there's a handicap access fundraiser bargain basement sale over at St. Francis Church in Fifield. This will feature something for everyone. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2 over at West 231 Balsam Street in Fifield. 11 veterans were recognized for their service during a heartfelt ceremony in Wisconsin Rapids yesterday. Melissa Kay has more.
The Quilts of Valor presentation took place at Renaissance by Rennes on the morning of April 23rd. Each quilt is handcrafted by the Material Girls of Wisconsin and a beautiful tribute to each veteran's service, sacrifice, and valor. Tom Heiser served as part of the Color Guard from the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101, taking part in the Quilts of Valor ceremony.
Quilts of Valor, where veterans receive a quilt that cannot be sold, cannot be given away as a present. It belongs to the veteran and can stay within the family.
Tom said it was an honor to be a part of the day. He said many of the veterans honored served in the 1950s during the Korean conflict situation. Jeff Peters is a retired veteran and also mentioned during the ceremony as a friend of the veterans at Renaissance by Rennes. Jeff visits the facility every Thursday morning at 10 to talk with veterans and share stories.
We sit together, we have coffee, donuts, and we just talk about their lives, you know, their service, their, you know, what they've done. And, you know, they go from 89 to 102, and it's just amazing to me the memories, you know, that they have. And one of the reasons I did this is I wanted to be able to pass those memories on.
Jeff said family members are always welcome to join them at 10 on Thursdays. The next Quilt of Valor ceremony will happen this summer, and Jeff will be one of the recipients. If you would like to nominate a veteran to receive a quilt, you can do so at qovf.org. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home, getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, in a local sports note, the Prentice Golf Team was down in Wisconsin Dells earlier this week for a big tournament against a lot of big schools, Lakeland, Brookfield East, Northland Pines, Mosinee, Rhinelander, Platteville, many big schools there, Medford, and Prentice held their own pretty well. They finished with a 695 total. For the two rounds, which was a little bit off the pace of Lakeland. Prentice actually carded a 343 in the first round, which put them equal to Lakeland. But then Lakeland got the best in the second round, and Prentice came in as a team in sixth place against a lot of those larger schools. So good showing for the fourth-rated Prentice golf team, the Division III fourth-rated team. And there's action today. Armstrong Field, you can go on now and see some baseball later this afternoon. Drummond will be coming to town today for a non-conference tilt.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between. Clean patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. A buddy of mine says he's already finding crappies in the shallow bays, and that means getting out his long pole. I'll tell you why, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
When the crappies move in shallow, you can sneak up to them in your boat and you can cast up into that shallow water. Or you can do like my buddy does, and you can use a long pole. And I mean a real long pole. You can get fishing poles that are 12, 13, 14, even 15 feet long. And they're real easy to fish with. They're very lightweight. They come in sections. You can put them together, or some are telescoping. And you just attach a line to the end of it that is long enough so that when you lift it up and swing that fish to you, it comes right into your hand. He uses his pole because it allows him to fish all that cover that has fallen into the water from the shore. He says the crappies will move up into shallow water that's not even 6 inches deep. He says they'll get into that heavy cover where there is trees down, where there is vegetation. And this is where they're at right now, feeding, and they're feeding voraciously. So you want to take advantage of that situation by being able to easily get a lure or some bait into them. Many times the easiest way to do that is with a long pole. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy today with some showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 60 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. Rain tonight, quarter to a half inch possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Tomorrow clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. We're back to the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
98 Q Country.
Just the way that I am.
Don't see no reason to change my plan. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us some girls that stole her hearts. Gave us some books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure paint it. Sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Good people in a back row pew. Good dirt that the corn grows through. Good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't no that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too.
Shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Give Me Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our ass, then we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people.
take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve. And even if we are a bit disturbed. Come on. These are my people. This is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. Oh no. These are my people, yeah.
Woo! The greatest, the newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography. Maybe you might be
in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come
stumbling in the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lines you never know until you try. When you lose yourself,
you find the key to paradise.
We love a little Zach Brown on a Thursday, sunny Thursday. Jimmy Buffett helping out there, too. Joel here, the morning show at 98Q. We're going to talk a little NFL draft. Our NFL draft guru, Greg Gunderson, will join us at about 8:45. And then we're going to talk some high school stuff. I want to talk with our civic media sports director, Jimmy Cuska, a little bit about some stuff that came down yesterday, some changes in the WIAA. And I want to talk a little bit about NIL, too, name, image, likeness, because that has been a topic of discussion here in Wisconsin concerning high school athletes for quite some time. So he'll join us at about 9 o'clock, some good Wisconsin talk. Greg Gunderson will tell you. He'll tell you who the Packers are going to take of that first pick. We insider information. We don't have any insider information, but that's what we call it. So we'll talk about all that coming up. Some birthdays too. If you got a birthday or anniversary, we would love to wish that person a happy day for you. Give us a call at 715-762-3221. Not only will you be in good standing with that person, but you also will have, that person will have a chance to win a free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls. We have a busy day today. If your schedule allows, all right, we are going to be doing some fun stuff at Wheelway today because Catkins is coming down, and we're going to be there broadcasting from 10 to 1. Now, I'll just give you a little heads up. If you want to come down and see all the cats and dogs that we're featuring down there, the 11 o'clock hour would be really good because Tanya's going to be down there with a playpen of kittens, she called it. They'll have one of their dogs available for adoption, Max. And my little buddy, Billy, my rescue pug, Billy, will be there. You can have a photo taken with him if you like, or I'll be there too. I mean, you can phone in with me. He'll be signing autographs. So that's all going on today at Wheelway, and we're featuring Catkins at Wheelway all month long, and we'll talk about some maybe your next vehicle too. A lot of people have been taking advantage of the great cars they've been bringing in at Wheelway. Looking forward to being down there, maybe seeing you down there. Just swing on by if your schedule allows between 10 and 1. But again, that 11 o'clock hour would probably be a good hour to catch everything going on with the cats and the dogs. And Billy the Pug will be down there from 11 to 12. We'll get to our birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update. It's 8:30.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the church begins final preparations for Saturday service and procession to the church where Pope Francis will be laid to rest, his final wishes are being revealed. In Rome, ABC's James Longman.
His wooden coffin placed at ground level, not elevated, so that those gathering could see him more easily.
He is keeping some traditions. He'll wear his pallium, a scarf-like garment and a symbol of his status as a good shepherd. A bag of coins featuring his portrait and a document summarizing his papacy will be buried with him.
50,000 mourners have filed past the casket in Rome so far. President Trump pushing back on Ukraine for a peace deal. President Zelensky saying no to U.S. demands that Ukraine not be allowed to join NATO and that Russia be allowed to keep all of the land that it has captured so far. President Trump continuing to push for negotiations with trading partners as American companies, including Southwest Airlines and PepsiCo, lower their earnings estimate for the year because of tariff uncertainty. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. With the warmer weather, this is your reminder that motorcycles are becoming more common on the roads. Please watch out for them, as they are small and easily missed in your blind spots. Please also remember to give them extra following distance, as they can stop faster than you can, and they have less protection in the event of a collision. Remember, your extra vigilance could save a life and prevent a tragedy. May 8th at 10 a.m. and May 9th at 4 p.m., the Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is asking you to roll up your sleeves and join them for a two-day work project to improve elk habitat in the Northern Elk Zone. You can RSVP for one or both days on their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And once again, this is happening May 8th at 10 a.m. and May 9th at 4 p.m. Native American tribal members increased their turnout to the polls this year with dramatic jumps in voter numbers. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin saw a historic number of people turn out to vote in the spring election on April 1st. More than 2.3 million votes were cast in the Supreme Court race. This number is well above 50% of active registered voters in Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. One voter population in Wisconsin saw a huge jump in this election. Voter numbers from tribal communities saw historic turnout. According to the Public News Service, the Menominee Reservation voter numbers increased by more than 80% from the spring 2023 election, and the Menominee community overall has seen a 220% increase in voter turnout since 2019. Maria Haskins is a Native Regional Tribal Organizer for the group Wisconsin Conservation Voices. She said more Native Americans are running for office, and the influx of voters reflects the increase tribal community members are seeing in representation in government. Haskins says people are realizing their vote is their voice. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Join Greg Gunderson live on 98Q Country at the St. Croix Rods first pre-opener in-house fishing event, Saturday, April 26th, starting at 9 a.m. Enjoy pro seminars from Brian Bro Brochdahl, Joel Nelson, and Dr. Jason Haffen. A free fish fry from Catch and Cook, hot deals on St. Croix Rods and 7 reels, prizes, and the latest gear. It's all happening Saturday, April 26th at St. Croix Rod, home of the best rods on earth in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Details at StClairRodFactoryStore.com.
All right, some birthdays today. Happy birthday to Barb Beck, who is celebrating today. Barb, happy birthday to you. We have Brinley Petrosky on the birthday list today also. Emery Volk. Emery, happy birthday to you on this 24th day of April, if you are celebrating today. Some other celebrities who have the honor of sharing it with you include Carly Pearce, the country singer hailing from Kentucky. She is 35 today. Kelly Clarkson, the singer, got a big career boost by winning the first American Idol competition, and she's now a judge in competitive singing contest. Kelly Clarkson doing all right for herself. She is 43 today. Congratulations to you. Another local birthday, we got Anna Voigt, who's celebrating today. Happy birthday to you, Anna. Put you in for the cake drawing with the bakery department at Super One on Friday. Danny Gokey, another American Idol guy. Season 8, he took third place and went on to moderate success. 45 today. Austin Nichols, the actor from TV's One Tree Hill, is 45. Rebecca Lynn Howard, country singer, 46. Eric Balfour, the actor, has had roles in TV's 6 Feet Under and others, is 48 today. Who else here? Chipper Jones, baseball legend, Atlanta Braves guy, 53 today. All-star third baseman. Cedric the Entertainer is 51 today. The actor from The Honeymooners. The remake, obviously. Be Cool, Man of the House. It's kind of a stand-up comic, I think, originally, too. Cedric the Entertainer, 61 today. Eric Bogosian, the actor from talk radio, Wonderland. He's lately had a role in the cable series Billions, 72 for Eric Bogosian. Phil Robertson, the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty family, And the reality show is 79 today. Richard Sturban, Mr. Oak Ridge Boys, one of us. Richard Sturban was on many, many years ago, gave us an Oompa Mau Mau. 82 today for Richard Sturban. Barbara Streisand is 83. Our Nancy Johnson here. National holiday for Nancy. She's a big Barbara Streisand fan. Barbara Streisand still going. She's 83 today. And Shirley MacLaine, Warren Beatty's older sister, the actress. If I were to tell you just straight up, with us or with us not, Shirley MacLaine, I'm guaranteeing that a lot of you, including me, would probably say with us not. But she's still going. She's 91 today. She won a Best Actress Oscar on her fifth try for Terms of Endearment back in 1984. She had other nominations for the Turning Point and The Apartment. Some Came Running, also that movie. Her six-decade career includes just many, many, many films. Being There, Valentine's Day, Bewitched, she was in that. 91 today for Shirley MacLaine Beatty. Shirley MacLaine, 91. Happy birthday anniversary if this is a big day for you.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Mostly cloudy today with some showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 60 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. Rain tonight, quarter to a half inch possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. We're back to the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98Q Country.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head and said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, oh, oh. I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the
waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98 Q Country.
Like Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. You see the line shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull into the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town, yeah. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl herself. It's not as bottoms up. Give them up. Not as bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any Daisy Dukes, girl. She got you tapping on the boy show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, this Adam girl's doing in the dirty south, yeah. She have you on the knee, can I marry you? Hey, tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get 'em up. Tonight is bottoms up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on. So tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up?
Brantley Gilbert, 98Q. Jimmy Cuska, our Civic Media Sports Director, is going to join us at 9. We got a little high school stuff to talk about because they've had meetings the last couple of weeks. So we'll get you updated on that. But Mr. Greg Gunderson is going to be shorted some draft talk today because Brewer baseball's on. How dare they? So we got Gray in here this morning.
What am I going to do with so much work missing off my agenda, Joel? What will I do?
This afternoon, right around 4:10, if you hear this on the air, you hear Mr. Leverins, the Brewer play-by-play guy, go, here's the wind and the pitch. The Packers are going to take a running back with a third round, and it's lined to left field. Gray's going to be just jumping in with random draft comments during meaningless pauses in the Brewer game today.
Why do we even do mock drafts? And here comes the 3-2.
The only thing we know for sure today, maybe there's a few others, but we do know for sure that the Tennessee Titans are going to take Cam Ward. That we know, right?
Basically.
Yeah.
They haven't said it, but with as many people as are saying it, I mean, it would be foolish of them to deny it because it would tip their hand. But yeah, there's no reason to believe that the Titans are not looking at Cam Ward. They gave him attention in his pro day that they gave no other quarterback. And after they did that, if they had, so basically they were watching him like a hawk at his pro day. And if that had gone poorly, they could have then watched other quarterbacks just as closely, and they didn't. Shedeur Sanders worked out after Cam Ward, and they weren't even there.
Yeah, the over-under on quarterbacks in the first round, depending on where you go, probably at 1.5 or 2.5, because Cam Ward is going to go, Shedeur Sanders, question mark. There may be only two quarterbacks in the first round, right?
Absolutely, and that's probably why we recently heard, I think yesterday or the day before, that Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart has chosen not to attend physically, which I think, and I mentioned this on my show, that was a wise move because there's a pretty good chance he gets the first round camera attention and ends up going in the early second, which is the next day. Yikes, awkward, last guy in the green room.
And do you want, I mean, Shedeur Sanders is... There's a lot that comes with him. All right, is that a fair statement? There's
yes.
A lot that comes with him, not just football.
Deion claims that he's not going to be a package deal with his son, but he's Deion. And Deion just retired Shadur's number from Colorado. And when former Colorado players were like, hey, man, like, do they deserve that yet? You know, a couple people question that. And Deion's like, you guys realize all of my jerseys are retired and nobody's ever been sore about it. So, like, Deion doesn't get that his son isn't Deion Sanders. You can't tell me that's not going to pop up again when somebody, you know, say he goes to the Browns. We're going to hear from Deion about it. Like, it's the Browns. They're going to ruin whoever they pick.
Here's why I think he's going to go to Pittsburgh, because I think if there is a guy, if there's a coach in the NFL, your top five coaches that could handle the Shedeur Sanders situation, I think Mike Tomlin's on that list.
Mike Tomlin is the list.
You're right. Yeah,
I think Mike Tomlin is, because he's dealing with George Pickens right now. You look at George Pickens, and apparently there's been some trade conversation there. A talented wide receiver from that Pittsburgh wide receiver factory. They don't make steel over there anymore. They make wide receivers who then go and flame out on other teams. Chase Claypool, Marcus Wheaton, Martavis Bryant, Antonio Brown. Take your pick. Problem children perform well in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and he might be a good fit there. They got nobody else, right? I mean, Pittsburgh is not committed to anybody, right?
No.
Anybody.
Their quarterback room is, I think it's like Mason Rudolph and not much else right now. I'm not even 100% sure, because Aaron Rodgers was looking like their most likely pick.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph could get him his 9-8 he wants.
He could do that. He could also take a helmet to the dome if he fights with the wrong dude. He picked a fight with Myles Garrett. You want to give him control of an NFL team? That's a good way to burn a couple million, I think.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going there, and I don't think, I've heard a couple of different people. I got a text message from a friend of mine, and I was listening to a podcast the other day. There's rumblings that Kirk Cousins could come back to the Vikings for about $10 million a year as their backup quarterback. That's a possibility. They might absorb a little money. Atlanta, just they want him gone. They paid him all kinds of money up front.
Yep.
So Atlanta's just like, whatever. And that might be a good fit. I think he's a good role model. He's a good example. And it might be a good fit for the Vikings to bring him back.
Atlanta has made every indication that they want to offload Kirk. And they've made indications recently that they're more and more willing to eat the cost. He's due $20 million guaranteed this year. So any team who would pick up Kirk's contract would either be on the hook for all or whatever portion of that they were able to work out in agreement with the Falcons. But also, on top of all of that, Kirk has a no-trade clause, so whatever happens will be up to him. If the Falcons find a suitable trade partner and the ink is on the paper, the last signature that has to hit that contract is Kirk himself. He was smart. Yeah. When he went down to Atlanta, he said, you can't trade me unless I say it's okay. So if you see a deal, it's because Kirk feels it's what's best for him, and I don't know what he wants. That's the big question.
Well, him and his wife still have charities in Minnesota, and he's indicated how much he liked Minnesota, and there's an opportunity if he wants to coach down the line to be a part of a coaching staff. It seems like that relationship with Kevin O'Connell could be a logical one. So the Packers, you mentioned to me off air that if the Packers do take a wide receiver in the first round, that there will be a celebration in the city of Green Bay like none other, right?
Well, the last time the Packers took a wide receiver in the first round, I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, clearly the Packers don't believe that the value is there. They've been focusing defense and offensive line. That's what Gutekunst is going to continue doing. Toby, I warned you.
Toby is equally as excited about a wide receiver going to the Green Bay Packers, or it could be someone walking through the front door, one of the two. But the Packers are forecasted right now, on according to the ESPN's latest mock draft, to take
Shamar Stewart,
the defensive end from Texas A&M. If they did that, it might be a good pick, but I don't care. If they did that, that will bring boos from the Green Bay faithful.
No, this is a defensive end.
A defensive end.
This is a defensive end. Yeah. This is. I'm thinking this is. Well, I mean, they'll be drinking, but not in celebration.
Yeah, they want to. Anybody other than a wide receiver, I think, will bring a few boos, right?
Well, yeah, that's exact. Oh, boos! I heard booze.
Oh, there'll be boos. There will be z no matter what.
You're talking about boos in Green Bay. I'm like, it's already there. wow,
the bad boos.
The English language is actually just three others in a trench coat. But no, Shamar Stewart. I've got two words when it comes to Shamar Stewart. Please, no. Shamar Stewart, if he is picked, he's got potential, but he's mostly what's called an RAS pick, relative athletic score. That translates to he's bigger, faster, and stronger than other players at his position. Full stop. That's it. RAS. And teams have been drafting for a relative athletic score for a while now. Notably, check out Anthony Richardson, the starting quarterback for the Colts, who shouldn't even be on a roster. Like, RAS can go great because you can't coach somebody to be 6'5", but you can often coach a 6'5 guy to be a decent football player. So the idea is get them big, fast, and strong, and the coaches will work on the rest.
I guess, I mean, if you're looking as a Packer fan, if you want to be better next year, if you want to be better right away, you have to ask yourself, what makes us better? A good defensive player, maybe the best available player, or does a rookie wide receiver, which one makes us better right away?
Win now? The win now answer is probably going to be a defensive player, specifically an edge rusher, if there's somebody available. But I tend to believe the Packers are going to focus on using what they've got at the edge rusher position. There's not a lot of contract turnover this season there, and there were some players coming on strong last season under Jeff Hafley's new scheme, which really started to pick up steam. For that reason, I think they'll try to fill the holes that have been created at cornerback. We still don't know what happens with Jaire Alexander. I expect if we can get a first-round corner. That's actually kind of my pocket prediction. If the Packers take a cornerback tonight, Ja is gone because we're able to replace his production for cheaper. Even if the replacement's bad, he's hurt.
Gutekunst's response, Mike Clemens asked him directly earlier in the week. There was a quote on there about the Ja situation, and the answer was about as I want to avoid that question as could ever be stated. I think he's gone. I think he's gone. They're just waiting to see if maybe he has some value within the draft or immediately after the draft.
At the very least, Goody is trying to preserve what leverage they might have in negotiations that are ongoing. And at this point, if we're not there, I don't foresee the draft giving the Packers ammo in those discussions. If anything, it's going to give Jaire Alexander more reason to want out. That said, that will mean he has less leverage with other teams, but at that point, it could be bad blood. I'm very curious what Jaire's feelings actually are towards the team right now, because he hasn't been on the field, but yeah. I'm sure in his mind, that's not his fault, you know? So I hope he goes somewhere else, because we need the roster spot. We need somebody who plays all season, and I hope he plays all season wherever he goes and does great. I don't want to lose a great player, but he deserves to go do well somewhere else, and we need that to be somewhere else, I think.
Chicago Bears in the latest mock draft on ESPN have indicated that they're going to take a tight end, this Tyler Warren from Penn State, which I guess if you just isolate that pick right there, if they do take him, I mean, he appears to be a good blocking tight end. He can catch very well, obviously. He had 1,233 yards, 12 touchdowns in his senior. So I guess that makes sense when you're talking about protecting Caleb Williams, giving him a good solid outlet when he does feel pressure. So if that's a pick, it seems logical for the Bears.
It does, but I'm cautious anytime I see a mock of a tight end in the first round, because they are trendy right now with players like Sam Laporta. Travis Kelce really was held up the yoke there for quite a while. You've got Brock Bowers, rookie last year in Las Vegas, and Trey McBride just signed a massive contract over in Arizona. George Kittle, the receiving tight end is kind of the prototype right now, but because of that, there's going to be a lot of misses, and what you're going to end up with is this guy actually just a big wide receiver who doesn't know how to block very well? That's the thing. Tight end is not only arguably one of the hardest positions to play in the sport, it is almost certainly the biggest leap from college to pros. Quarterback is kind of a special case, but if you'll entertain the conversation, many people will agree that tight end is doing two jobs, your offensive line and a receiver, and sometimes both in the same play. And when your level of competition, those guys you've got to block and those guys who you've got to beat in coverage, suddenly the guys you got to block get way bigger and the guys you got to beat in coverage get way faster, all in the same move. The tight end has a rough time moving into the NFL. So first rounder, I don't know. I think Ben Johnson's going to be more cautious than that, and I think he'll go with a higher value pick.
Doesn't look like we're going to see any Badgers involved in the first round of the NFL draft. There may be later on in the picks, but that would have been nice to see a Wisconsin, a Badger, be involved in that first round. Would have added some excitement to it, but not going to happen.
No, not this time around. That would have been a really cool crowd reaction for your Wisconsin. If you need to have your Wisconsin player itch scratched, Iola native Christian Welch, he was on the Packers practice squad last season, became a Raven. He's now back on the Packers. The Iola boy is back in the green and gold, at least for now. We don't know if he'll make it through to the final roster cut downs later this fall, but for now he's back on home turf.
Well, it looks like quarterback number one, and then we're going to go, just players that'll be like, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? But there is talk that the running backs are going to get some respect this year. A running back position has kind of been dissed the last 4 or 5 years, but there's talk that several running backs could go, and maybe several in the first round.
The running back market is more volatile and will stay more volatile, I think, than any other market, simply because it's dominated by the level of talent currently at the position. You've got players right now that have done well. You've got Saquon Barkley. You've got Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs. You've had some early running backs that are showing well, and because of that, the contracts have been trending upwards. They're getting paid decently, but every 5 years, the running back market flips over. They're going to be cheap again soon.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to shift from NFL draft to high school sports. We promised you our civic media sports director, Jimmy Cuska, is nice enough to take time to join us to talk about that. Jimmy, how are we doing today?
Doing fantastic, guys. Always happy to talk high school sports. And obviously with the draft in Green Bay, I think it's a great time for sports just in the state of Wisconsin right now. There's a lot happening.
Yeah, we just broke down the whole draft. We told everybody who's going to go 1 through 32. So we're good. We covered all.
We've given the insider info already. You don't have to give it away, Jimmy.
So let's talk high school, because the WIAA Board of Directors, they've been busy here the last couple of days and couple of weeks. And one thing I wanted to ask you about, there was a large increase in compensation to schools and to officials when you look at the overall number for the whole year. Some pretty significant uppings, I guess, in the some of the funding that the WIAA is putting out there, right?
I think this is overdue. I think the fact that the WIAA has been so incredibly responsible financially, even through the pandemic, that it was probably due for some of this to start coming back to the schools. Now, I think a lot of people, the misconception is that the WIAA is some kind of monolith and they dictate things to schools from up on high.